Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I do have to stop eavesdropping. I know it's a terrible habit. I know that my wife hates it. She's never expressed that to me directly, but she was on the phone with her mom last week. It came up, I heard.
Friday, May 16th, 2025. It is the wake up call. Ba 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 ba. Oh, here we are. We made it through the week. It is Friday. Oh boy, we got a gorgeous weekend ahead of us. We're going to be at Cache Creek Casino tomorrow night. Free show, 7 o'clock, playing Fun Delivered on stage with you. So that's going to be at 7 o'clock. Free show, obviously, because it's a casino, 21 and over. Looking forward to that. That should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
And
whatever you end up with, you get to walk away with.
That's what you get to walk away with. You know, the way it works is, you know, as you come into the theater, we're going to have our staff there, taking names and writing them down on pieces of paper. And then we're going to fish out names out of like a bowl or something and literally call people from the audience up on stage to play Fun Delivered. You know, it's undelivered, unopened packages that have been lost in the mail. You don't know what's inside. We don't know what's inside. If you open it, awesome. We're going to make fun of it, make fun of you, or say how cool it is.
Yeah, it's not always making fun. Sometimes it's like, oh man.
But then we get to invite another person on stage, and they can either take yours and you can open another one, or they can pick one for themselves. So that's tomorrow night, Cache Creek Casino, 7 o'clock. And Did you guys see? I think Katie saw it. I don't know if you saw it yet, but the girls who own the company Fun Delivered, they're going to be here in like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that.
3 weeks. Oh, you didn't? Oh, okay.
It was me who saw it.
Oh, you saw it. Okay. Yeah, I figured out how to make it an event on the calendar. Mm-hmm. I was very proud of myself.
What
yesterday.
Calendar?
He sent our a calendar invite when the Fun Delivered girls.
Oh, you mean in Gmail?
Yeah. okay. And I sent it out, but the girls are going to be here. They're going to be in the studio. And I thought, like, we should, like, play Fun Delivered with them in the studio. Because I don't think.
Yeah, of course.
They've never played Fun Delivered, like, how we play it. And then also, we should take them out to, like, lunch.
Oh.
I mean, do they want that? Like,
yes.
They do.
They like us.
Okay. Do they like us enough that while they're on their vacation, they want to spend their time with us?
Good they point. Like us enough to drive from their vacation from San Francisco to Sacramento.
Oh,
just for
wow.
us. Because listen, I like Sacramento, but it's not like a big California destination.
I was wondering how they capital. Were going to find themselves here in our fair city.
It's us.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're like, and then, you know, while we're there, we'll probably do some of the Sacramento things. And I was like, well, that's cool. We got a capital and there's, I guess, stuff to do. But
Old Sac.
Yeah. Old Sac. That's a big one. But yeah. So like, I don't know, we got to think about where do we want to take him for lunch?
Oh, yeah.
I'm really not committed to this lunch yet.
No?
I don't know.
They give us so much.
No, it's not that.
So
no,
mean.
I want to treat them to lunch. I don't want to force them to lunch.
Oh. Doing well, what? How should I phrase that question?
Okay. So here's what you say: you give them an out. Okay. You say, "Do you guys have time for lunch?" Because remember, here's the thing: they're gonna come in here early in the morning.
It'll be around. Yeah. Well. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then we're gonna have to go on with the rest of the show, and then do all of our post-show stuff, and then go to lunch. So that means there's going to be a bunch of, like, hang time for them.
And you think maybe that'll be enough, maybe too much?
Too much. Just waiting around for us.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I would like to give them the opportunity to, like, say, oh, wish we could, strangers.
Right.
This is my romantic vacation with my wife.
Right.
We'll get you next time.
Oh. I see what you're saying.
I like the we planned a lunch for you because we knew you were coming.
Yeah, what if we like rope in our general manager?
Yes, who has and have him pay.
He has a big heart. Okay,
and a check
and a big credit card.
Okay,
so like, what if we get him and say like, listen, okay, maybe not a lunch, but what if we're like, listen, can we get like a really nice breakfast?
Okay, that's
and we
feeling
have
better.
It here.
That's feeling
oh,
better.
That's cute. Okay, yeah like I'm IHOP liking
that,
vibes.
Yeah, maybe not IHOP. Maybe yeah. something better.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm liking that more because then we're not putting them out in any way.
Mm. But we're delightful. They like what they imagine. To us, to them, we're famous because they only know us from our videos.
But they're going to realize really fast that we're not.
Right.
And then what?
Oh.
We distract them with eggs.
Okay. So I like the idea that we already have breakfast here for them.
All right.
Okay.
Mimosas?
Obvs.
What bloodies? If they're not drinkers?
What's that word?
What if they're not drinkers?
Drinkers? Well, then we drink.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down.
Everybody loves being a non-drinker and being around drunk people.
Okay.
What a better welcome to California.
106.5 The End. Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
We're calling a guy named Eddie, and he works in a doctor's office that handles colonoscopies. And Cannon with a K is calling to schedule an appointment for his colonoscopy. And it is making the unshakable Cannon with a K quite nervous. Enjoy the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling. Are you looking to set up an appointment?
Yeah. Who am I speaking with?
This is Eddie.
Oh, hey. What's up, Eddie? So my name is Cannon, and it's spelled with a K. And I was told I need to get a colonoscopy.
Okay, no worries. And did you have a particular day in mind that you were looking for?
Could you just do me a favor, like, before we, like, go any further? Like, are you around, like, other people, like, right now? I just don't want any, like especially if there's, like, any hot women around. Like, I don't want people to know that I'm coming in for that.
Well, you're going to be coming into the same office, so anyone that's here is going to know.
Well, but, like, maybe, like, write down something else, though, so that it's not as embarrassing. Like, it says, like, too big or something like that. That'd be dope. Like, write that down. And then you could even write, like, in parentheses, like, wink, wink.
Cannon, I totally understand your concern. I just want to let you know this is a completely normal procedure that everyone over the age of 40 should get. Definitely not anything you should be embarrassed about.
Well,
this is a procedure that saves a lot of lives.
I'm not that old. Like, apparently, I have consumed too many supplements. I haven't had, like, real solid food to, like, the point that, like, you normies would call a meal in, like, a while. But, I mean, that's how I maintain, like, my hot body.
I'll just go ahead and walk you through it so you understand how simple it is.
Okay, dope. Okay.
You'll want to get set up for your PrEP medication,
okay.
And it's going to clear everything out of your system.
Okay.
Because when they go in through your rectum with the camera, they're going to want to be able to see everything in there to make sure you don't have any polyps.
See, and here's the thing. Like, I'm an alpha male. You know, I don't get scared. So, like, this isn't making me scared. It's just making me really, really nervous. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And then you're gonna,
because, like, that is a one way passage. Can they take a look at it through my mouth?
No, unfortunately, they have to go in through your rectum to be able to get deep into your colon lining.
Oh my God!
So
there's so many trigger words that you're saying right now, and it's not making me scared. It's just making me, like, really, like, nervous. Canada's crying. Yeah, I'm not crying, but, like, it's just, am I awake for this?
Well, it depends. You have two options. You can either do a full anesthesia or a partial anesthesia.
Okay.
You can either be awake or asleep. It just depends on which way you want to go.
Is anesthesia the doctor?
No, that's what they would use to put you to sleep.
Oh, so okay.
That way you don't have to worry about being embarrassed.
Is the doctor a woman?
No, the doctor's a man.
Can we get a woman doctor?
You call doctor. Office, so depending on your insurance, if there's another doctor's office that is a woman doing it, you're more than welcome to check with them.
Well, I wasn't sure if you knew any. You know, is that something you find on Facebook Marketplace? You know,
you'll have to check through your insurance provider.
Fingers crossed on girl doctor. Hot girl doctor would be even better. What are they looking for? Like a cool butt?
They're going to be looking for polyps or any kind of abnormalities. We want to make sure you don't have colon cancer. So,
okay. All right. Dope. Okay. So I'm definitely not scared. And I'm definitely not going to be crying that morning. Okay. It's, but there's, you know, it's just a lot to take in.
Take excellent care of you. And again, like I said, you'll be asleep. So there'll be nothing to be embarrassed about.
Oh God. Okay. Good. I mean, trust me, I'm hot, so I'm not going to be embarrassed. Yeah.
Excellent.
One more thing before I get going, Eddie, none of this has been real. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And this is a prank phone call. It's a phone scam on. Your wife, Shelly's the one who sent me an email and wanted me to do this to you. So I apologize for wasting your time.
Shelly. Oh, okay, I'm going to call her right now. Oh, man. Yeah, I was like, what is wrong with this guy?
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call. We're talking to Adriana this morning. Good morning, Adriana.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So you're not good. That's why you're on War of the Roses. And this concerns your boyfriend, Zane. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I was in his car the other day, and I was just, like, moving the cars because we parked behind each other and stuff, and so I was moving his car to get my car out. And then I saw on the side, you know where, like, people put trash, like, on the side of their car and stuff, or you just put, like,
sure,
whatever.
The
like
the know. Trash pocket?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, the trash little pocket. I saw this note, and I was just curious because I thought I saw a heart, like, on the outside of it, and I was like, what is that? So I pick it up, I open it, and it says, thank you, and then there's a heart after the thank you, and I was like, that's weird. That I didn't give him that, so where did that come from?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely doesn't look good. How long have you guys been dating?
We've been dating for about a year and a half.
Have you ever had any thoughts in the past about him cheating?
Not really, but, you know, I don't want to check his phone, but, like, I've had that intuition that maybe I should.
Well, every woman has had that intuition.
Yeah. All right, well, we're on War of the Roses, so you know what we're going to do. So we're going to put you on hold. Katie's going to call him up, offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to and what he writes on the card. And then we will deal with whatever happens after that.
Okay.
Adriana, now on hold.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Zane, please?
This is Zane speaking. Who is this?
Hi, this is Larissa with... And I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Sure. No, this sounds great. Yeah, can you send it to Adriana?
Yes. And before I get an address, you are able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Oh, can you just put to my baby, love your bear?
Oh, cute. She'll know okay.
She'll know what it means.
That's very cute. Okay.
Hey, Zane, it's Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call. You're on War of the Roses. It's a relationship test we have done for a while to see if we could catch a cheater. And Adriana, your girlfriend, is listening in this whole time. And Adriana, great news. He sent them to you. And even the card. Super
cute. Very
cute. Yeah. So let's talk
unpack
to Zane.
This a little.
Yeah. And he deserves to know why you did this to him. Zane, I'm sure you're very confused. So,
what's going on?
Adriana, tell him why you wanted to do this.
Okay. Well, I was moving the cars the other day and I was in your car and I saw this note and it said, thank you with a heart. And it was like a handwritten note from I don't know who. And I didn't know what was going on. And I just wanted to make sure you weren't cheating.
What note is it?
I don't know. It was just like a random white piece of paper. It was like torn off. Someone had wrote thank you.
Oh my God, Adriana, that was put on my windshield. That's trash.
I know, but
that
like
was from
it's
when
weird.
I was parking at dinner the other day down on the street.
I didn't know that someone had left you a note and it just looked really suspicious and I was just
You didn't know because it's nothing, and I didn't tell you about it. It was trash. Somebody put trash in my windshield. This is, Adriana, I wouldn't cheat on you. Why are you spinning this? It's the same thing I've been talking about your insecurities lately.
Dave, I don't know. I felt like it was weird.
When you say her insecurities lately, what does that mean?
I feel like she's like snooping around and trying to catch me snooping around or something like this. I've called her out on it like over the past few weeks. I don't know why it feels like you're trying to catch me cheating. Baby, I'm not going to cheat on you. I love you. You know that.
Like that's kind of
Adriana. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Have you been cheated on in the past?
Yeah, I have.
So I have to tell you, this reeks of that. You are going to push away somebody that appears to be treating you well.
Yeah.
He's very valid, and that literally could have been somebody leaving a note on the wrong car. I don't think there's anything here that indicates that he's cheating.
He's been nothing but amazing, so.
Well, good. That's okay, great.
But, so yeah. Don't let your previous experiences, like, ruin a good thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
How about this? Can we hook them up with a pair of tickets to Wake Up Call Live?
Yes. Will you guys come June 28th?
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Date night. Okay. So,
yeah.
All right. Yes, we'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to see Wake Up Call Live, which, plug for us, at the Crest Theater on K Street, June 28th. Tickets available for everybody but you two. Okay?
Thank all right. you.
It's War okay. of the Roses.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Is on the wake up call.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's how many times Chris Brown has been arrested.
Gavin.
Chris Brown, America's sweetheart. He has been arrested again, only this time. For the sequel, we are going international. Katie has all the details.
Yeah, so allegedly, back in February of 2023, he was in a UK club where he inflicted what the courts are calling grievous bodily harm to a music producer. And what he did was he took a Jose Cuervo bottle. No, Don Julio. Mm-hmm. Jose Cuervo is too low rent.
Right. Although it would be funny if it was
Blanco.
Yeah.
And so he took a Don Julio bottle and bashed this music producer in the head over and over with it. And then when that broke, like, roughed him up a bunch more. So the music producer sued him, but then the authorities said, well, we're also pressing criminal charges here.
Yeah.
Chris Brown left Manchester back in 2023. Well, he came back for a concert And the authorities knew that. So once he touched down, he got himself checked into his hotel. And sure enough, if the cops didn't show up and arrest him.
So wait a second. So the cops were back 2 years ago, were going to arrest him for criminal charges, and he fled the country?
Well, I don't know that he might have left before any of that could even happen.
Probably.
You know, and just then get back on your private jet and you're gone.
So the way that it works is, like, if you commit a crime in another country and you leave that country before they charge you, you're like, what, on home base? Like, nobody can get you now?
I think it depends on which country it is. Are they going to try to extradite you? Are they going to get in touch with the United States and have the United States force you to go back and all those different things?
Holy cow.
They didn't do that.
Okay.
Nor do I know if they have that capability. I don't know, okay?
So then what? Did he just forget and be like, I think it's been 2 years. Let's go back.
He beat Rihanna's ass and still had a very thriving music career. I'm sure he thinks he's pretty untouchable.
Yeah.
So he goes back, he checks into his hotel, gets arrested, is brought before a judge, I guess pretty quickly. And the judge says, you're not leaving. So he has to stay in jail there until he has another court appearance, I believe, like mid-June.
Wow, because he's a flight risk.
I guess, probably. Wow. Yeah, I'm sure.
Wow, this is fun.
I mean, I agree.
I love this. I don't give a damn if we play Chris Brown still on this station or our sister station. He's a piece of S. I hate Chris Brown. I never forgave him for what he did for Rihanna. Yep. My stomach turned every time one of his stupid songs comes up on our stupid show.
Yeah.
And we all agree. We all kind of feel that way here. Yeah. Okay. Well, at least Katie and I do. I don't know. Kevin's just sitting over there.
We don't even know if he's in the room anymore.
Well, yeah.
All right.
I like his music. I can separate the artist from the music.
I can't, for some reason, separate that. I can separate other things. I can't separate what he did to Rihanna. Yeah. And maybe it's because he totally just got away with it until now. God, I hope that England throws the book at him.
See, I don't, like, what is... An English punishment doesn't seem bad enough.
It seems nicer than an American punishment.
They used to behead people.
Yeah, oh, but now they're like, fish and chips, fish and chips.
if it's not too much trouble.
if you don't mind.
Master Brown.
Please, don't leave. If you could stay imprisoned, we would very much appreciate it.
They don't, I know England doesn't have the death penalty anymore, right? Not that I think Chris Brown's up for it, okay. But like, no, but
I
like,
no, I have no idea.
I know. Kevin, can you Google that? Does England still have the death penalty?
Okay, so here's my question. If you commit a crime in England, for example.
Right. If you are a lawyer, call.
Yeah, lawyer. Please call.
They don't have death penalty. It was abolished in 1965.
Yeah, okay. So they are a little bit more progressive. They're a little bit more forgiving. Okay. You're right over there with their penal system.
I think they also have like less murderers too.
Well,
so
that tracks.
Okay, so maybe less need for it.
Right,
I don't
both know. By numbers and per capita.
Okay, so if you commit a crime in England and your residence is in the United States,
yeah.
Can they... like charge you and convict you and then you stay there?
I think they can. I'm almost positive they can. Because haven't there been stories like that? Like, remember when we were kids, this might date us, but do you remember when we were kids, there was a huge international story about a teenager who spray painted a car or something in Thailand and then they wanted to cane him?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
I don't know why. I think it's because I was also a teenager. I was like, wait, he's going to get like publicly spanked with bamboo or something like that?
I do remember that.
So, okay. So he, until they sorted it all out, he like just stayed in, because he think he was found guilty. And then our government was like, you can't do corporal punishment on one of ours. So I think what ended up happening was they just imprisoned him in Thailand.
Okay.
But he was an American. So I think so. I don't know. The Kane theory, let's not use something from 30 years ago.
Sure.
But I don't care. Here's what I do know.
Okay.
Chris Brown's in jail right now.
Yeah.
And that makes the sun brighter and the grass greener.
It also seems to make people a bit safer.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
We had something planned here that we were going to talk about, and now we have to scrap the plans because a tragedy has just taken place.
Has befallen us.
Kevin is crying, and I can't tell if it's from emotions or physical pain.
Well, there is something that that seemed to have gone to his eye.
Kevin. Do you want to tell us what just happened?
Yeah, you know my Pop Mart addiction. I couldn't get a Labubu, so I got the
next... You're saying so many words that most people have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm going through depression.
I know that. I know. Okay, so first of all, there's a store called Pop Mart, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and it sells garbage.
No, it sells novelty things.
Okay.
And then I couldn't find my Labubu, so the next best thing I got was a Pucky Beanie Bubble Up. Don't laugh at me. I'm going through stuff. And what Pucky Beanie Bubble Up does is when you squeeze them, they blow a cute little bubble.
Okay.
Well,
and
they used to.
Yeah, just now, I literally just blew it because I was stressed. And the bubble popped in my eye, and I think it's stuck in my eye. I can't see out of my right eye.
I did watch him take his hands, cover his eyes very quickly, go, ow!
Just to recap, Kevin's stuffed animal toy.
No, call it what it is.
It's a keychain.
A Pucky Beanie Bubble Up.
Pucky Beanie Bubble Up.
Laughing. Now it can't bubble up anymore. It's just Pucky.
And when you squeezed it like a stress ball, it would blow a little bubble. Now, Kevin was, you did make your Pucky Beanie Baby Bubble blow bubbles very aggressively.
Because it helped me stress. Something is still stuck in my eye. I don't know what material is in this.
Okay.
Whatever it is from China.
This is from Japan, bitch.
Can I, do you want us to look in your eye?
I mean, nothing. I'm more concerned that now I just have a stuffed
animal.
Now
you just have
so
a Pucky
stupid.
Beanie.
Right.
It's not a bubble up anymore.
I don't even want this anymore.
What happens when you squeeze it now? Because before he made a
nothing.
Fun little noise.
Oh, you hear that? It's just
no.
Air.
Can't hear anything now.
That is so sad.
Kevin, I'm so sorry.
I think perhaps the only solution is for people to bring these to you at Wake Up
Can't,
Call
they're
Live.
Sold out.
Oh, God.
Good luck getting one.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck, because you know what I had to do? I had to fight a girl for it, and she almost
that
beat
sounds
me up.
Right. I'm so sorry.
Kevin says I had to fight a girl as a point of pride. So
I did!
Yeah.
These sell out quick, man.
I mean, the idea that you don't fight girls for toys more often is shocking.
I had to fight a 10-year-old girl for a Bucky Beanie
she
Baby
wasn't
Bubble.
She was 10, she was 16.
16.
Right, all sorry. Right. Our bad.
Yeah, all right. So, listen, let's say you are lucky enough to actually find a Pucky Beanie Baby Bubble. Bring it to Wake
Please
Up Call
bring
Live.
Bring it to Wake Up Call
He's
Live.
He's just a poor little Asian boy.
Yeah.
He broke his Pucky Beanie Baby Bubble.
So mad.
How is your eye?
Yeah,
though?
How is your eye?
I don't know. It's been closed for this whole break.
I can't tell if it's watering because it hurts or if you're crying.
No, it's both.
Okay, both. Okay. How much did you pay for that?
$25.
Kevin.
And it just burst.
Kevin, I don't want to hear that you're poor ever again. That's an effing toy. It's a toy keychain.
This is only, okay, I buy this Top Ramen for 2 days. No.
Just let me see it.
Fine,
please.
It's already broken. Please. Don't throw it at me. It's already broke.
Throw it in
Gavin, no, Katie! It's still a limited edition.
Throw it in the trash. Put it in the trash.
It's not worth garbage.
Slam dunk it.
Okay, so can I say something? Here's the worst part about this.
Okay.
Okay, before, this stuffed animal, which just broke on Kevin, into his eye, when it blew the bubble and it went back in its mouth, it did kind of like hold the bubble in so it was cuter.
Okay.
Now it's just the deflated bubble just hangs out of its mouth.
Ew.
And it looks like it's just a growth that is growing on it. Like you can pull it. And
it looks like a hemorrhoid.
Kevin, don't pull it.
No.
What's he gonna do?
Look at him now.
Give it back.
Oh, Kevin, maybe I can shove it back in. I don't
know.
Okay,
the idea, I don't want to hear these words.
Do we think it was just filled with air, or was it filled with anything else?
Well, it's whatever it was. It's in his eye now.
That's true. I can't get it out. I need to wash it.
All right, Kevin, I'm very, very sorry that that happened.
Can
you?
Are you? Like, the fact that we need to have one of those iron station, like just
yeah,
like
no,
lab,
we literally yeah, need one.
Is so shocking.
And we have to have it just for Kevin for whenever his God knows what toy pops into his eye again. Because I'm sure he's going to buy another one.
Of course he is.
No, they're sold out, bitch. What part don't you understand?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Good luck. All right. Here you go. Catch.
Oh.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She's the queen of the Ready for the Weekend fan club. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? Nobody gets more excited for the weekend than Katie from the Wake Up Call, and you can take that to the bank. Let's talk to Forrest. Good morning. Good morning, Forrest.
Good morning.
All right. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. The jackpot is up to $80. Here we go. She has left the studio. Question one. The Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively trial is about to kick off fully, and the judge just smacked Justin Baldoni. He told him to stop publicly saying unproven things in the court filings, such as Blake Lively allegedly blackmailing Taylor Swift with texts. Spell the word allegedly.
A-L-E-E-T-Y.
All right. Forrest, if you could do us a favor and take us off Bluetooth, that'd be great. You're pretty hard to understand there. Question two, Michael J. Fox is going to be making his return to acting. The 63-year-old had announced his retirement from acting due to his tragic health condition, but he will be playing a character on the upcoming season of the Jason Segel Harrison Ford show, Shrinking, which is an excellent show if anybody hasn't seen it. It's great. What health condition does Michael J. Fox suffer from?
No idea.
Okay. Question three. There is a plan right now to create a reality show called The American, where immigrants compete for citizenship. I'm sadly serious about this. In fact, the head of DHS, Kristi Noem, is in full support of it and plans on even getting government officials on the show as judges. What does DHS stand for?
DHS?
Yes, DHS. 3 seconds. Three, two.
No idea.
All righty. Question four. Actress Sofia Vergara from Modern Family is now single and looking for love. However, she said there's one thing that you cannot be in order to date her, and that is poorer than her. She says her next man needs to have as much money, if not more money, than she does. She's just putting it right out there, I guess. What was her character's name on Modern Family?
Gloria.
And question five. The FAA is in a bad place right now with planes crashing and air traffic controllers going dark. So what they're doing to fix radar and other equipment is they are resorting to eBay and 3D printing so that they can find parts that they need, since tariffs have made those parts harder to find new. If they found 300 items on eBay for $20 an item, but then they got outbid and had to pay $10 more for each of the 300 items, how much did they end up paying?
$9,000.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Forrest, are we going to work this morning?
Yes, driving there right now.
Is this a payday Friday, or is it an in-between payday Friday for you?
I get paid every Friday as a gardener.
You get paid every Friday. That sounds wonderful. All right.
I know. I'm a lucky man.
Yeah.
I'm going to put
you on hold, a gardener named Forrest. I get it.
Okay.
Here we go, Katie. Question one. The judge in the Justin Baldoni Blake Lively trial just publicly smacked Justin Baldoni in the mouth. He said, you got to stop saying unproven things that are in court filings, such as Blake Lively allegedly blackmailed Taylor Swift with texts. You just have to stop saying stuff like that.
Well, I think what he was saying is you have to stop submitting these motions with information that has no proof.
Right, yeah. Spell the word allegedly.
Oh, God. Okay. A-L-E-G.
A-L-L.
I knew it. A-L-L. I knew it!
A-L-L-E-G-E-D-L-Y.
I knew it.
Question two. Michael J. Fox is going to be acting again.
That's great.
The 63-year-old, he suffers from a tragic health condition, but he's going to be playing a character on the upcoming season of Shrinking. Do you ever watch that show?
I've seen it. It's cute.
I love it. I think it's great.
Forget about it.
What health condition does Michael J. Fox suffer from?
Parkinson's disease.
Yes. Parkinson's disease, which, by the way, Harrison Ford's character on Shrinking suffers from Parkinson's disease.
I didn't know
that. So if I had to guess, that is going to be Michael J. Fox's tie-in, playing a character with Parkinson's. Anyway, question two.
I think he kind of has to.
Yeah, that's true. There is a plan right now. You're going to love this because you like reality shows. So there's a plan right now to create a reality show called The American, where immigrants compete for citizenship.
I don't like that.
And head of the DHS, Kristi Noem, is in support of it. And she's even going to get some government officials in there to sit in on as judges.
Okay. Just
you want to be an American? How fast can you climb up this hill and then eat a plate of bugs?
Well, are these legal immigrants? Because I can't imagine there's going to be a big rush for illegal immigrants to say, here's who I am. Here's my phone number. Let me play.
Probably legal, but who knows? What does DHS stand for?
Department of Homeland Security.
Yes, Department of Homeland Security. Question four, Modern Family actress Sofia Vergara, she is single, and she said that the one thing you cannot be in order to date her is poorer than her.
Oh, okay.
She said her next man needs to have as much, if not more, money than she does. What was her character's name on Modern Family?
Gloria.
Gloria. That was right. Looks like art imitating life on that situation. Yeah. And question five. The FAA not doing great right now. Planes are crashing. Air traffic controllers going dark. Have you seen those stories? Yeah. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Well, what they're doing is to fix the radar and other equipment, they're resorting to eBay and 3D printing to find the parts that they need to fix these problems, since the tariffs have made finding these parts new difficult. If they found 300 items on eBay that they needed for $20 an item,
okay,
but then they got outbid and they had to pay $10 more for each of the 300 items, how much did they end up paying?
Mm-mm-mm. And they had to pay $10 more per item. Mm, mm, mm. Okay, I got it.
Do you?
Yep.
3 seconds. Three.
I don't got it.
Two. All right.
$330?
No.
What was the question?
The answer was $9,000. Okay. Forrest got that right. All right. Final score, though. Forrest, you got two. Katie got three.
Ooh, I'll take it.
She wins again. The streak continues. We're going to add $20 as a jackpot for when we play next time. Forrest, what is it that you want to tell us?
Forrest is not smarter than Katie.
No.
Not today.
No, he is not. Thank you so much.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
For playing, though.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Sophia this morning. You know the drill. It's not her real voice, and that's not her real name. Good morning, Sophia.
Hey, Gavin.
You have found yourself in a little bit of a situation. Well, pretty a big situation. Tell everybody what your dirty little secret is.
Well, basically, a couple months ago, I had a one-night stand, and then I found out recently that I'm pregnant.
Okay.
So, my plan right now, I don't want to tell my family that that happened, so I was just like, well, maybe I'll just tell them it's, like, it's a surrogate pregnancy. Like, my friend had one of those, and then, you know, they took the baby. So I'm just going to say it's that.
Wait.
But then I'll, like, you know, keep it anyway. I'll say that it fell through or something.
Okay, just to recap here, yeah, to make sure that I'm understanding everything. You are newly pregnant. You are keeping the child.
Yeah.
Your
oh, yeah.
plan, because you don't want to tell your family that you got pregnant from a one-night stand, is to pretend to be a surrogate, and then what?
Well, and then, you know, I'll say it fell through.
You'll say what fell through?
The surrogate, the parents.
The surrogacy?
Yeah, like maybe they got a divorce or something, and they didn't want the baby after that. So then, you know, I keep the baby.
Okay.
Would that ever happen?
No, that wouldn't happen. You can't take your embryo, put it into another woman, and then decide that you don't want that baby, and then she's stuck with that baby. There are contracts, and there are
stuck with
very...
It. What if she wants the baby?
What if she doesn't? Then what happens to that baby?
Well, I would imagine then in that situation, but, like, what if she wants it?
Okay, if she wants it, then the parents would have to, like, legally have her adopt that baby. That would be, like, child, and like...
Abandonment?
Abandonment. Like, that's... You can't just stick a baby on the surrogate carrying it because you decided, you know what, I changed my mind.
Well, then.
Here, okay, can I ask you? Okay. Okay. So, can I ask, why don't you want to tell your family the truth?
Because they would actually literally kill me.
Okay.
They would actually freak out.
I don't think they'd literally kill you. I can understand why they would be disappointed. But listen, loving families find ways to get over stuff, especially when a baby's involved. Like, once that baby's born.
But also, either way, you're going to come back with a baby. So is it that you don't want them to know that you had sex?
It's just, if they knew that's how it happened, I don't think they would ever accept it that.
How old are you, like, Sophia? Can I ask?
I'm 21.
Okay.
Katie's right, mostly right. Like, just Googling stuff, it does seem like the plan, as you told it to us, is going to have a lot of questions attached to it.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of, like, if that's your plan, lots of legal problems are going to come up that you're going to have to explain all of that.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to solve one lie with way more lies. Does that make sense, Sophia?
Yeah.
And it's not, listen, people don't come on the Dirty Little Secret for us to help them with their lie. Like, we're just telling you, I mean, I don't know as this much
isn't,
about this.
This isn't
as Katie.
A good plan. Here, what we're saying is this is not a plan that's going to work out. This is a plan that people are going to immediately say,
huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. What if this baby comes out looking exactly like you?
I thought it would just look like a baby. No, I just,
God,
I can't
geez, I
not.
I thought it would just look like a baby.
How far along are you, Sophia?
14 weeks.
Sophia, I'm very worried about you. I think you do have to tell your family because I really think you're going to need a lot of support in this.
Sophia, can I ask what you do for a living?
I'm a paralegal.
And do you live on your own?
No, I live with my parents.
Your parents aren't going to be like, hey, you became a surrogate and didn't tell anybody first?
Have you told them that you're pregnant yet?
No. Oh, my God, no.
No, of course not.
Okay. This is not a good plan, Sophia.
Okay.
I'm not saying you need to tell them right now. You got to just tell them the truth. This is not a good plan.
Oh, my God. But they're going to freak out.
They're going to freak out, but it is their grandchild, and you're going to need some help.
Unfortunately, it probably shouldn't come from us anymore at this point.
Certainly not.
But Sophia, thank you for coming on the show. It's the Dirty Little Secret on the Wake Up Call. And tomorrow night, we're going to be at Cache Creek Casino. Cache Creek Casino and Resort, doing Fun Delivered live on stage. And it is a free show. It's at 7 p.m. and it's a free show. We'd love it if you came out. People from the audience will get to come up on stage and play Fun Delivered and leave with whatever they end up with on stage. End up with, not open? Yeah, you got to show up to find out the rules. And tonight, Katie's going to be at Concerts in the Park.
That's right.
And that's going to be a lot of fun, too. So listen, so many opportunities for you to hang out with us this weekend, okay? But now, it's time for this. Katie, what are the rules?
We're going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
All right, everybody, sing along. And it's time for the No Name Movie Game.
106.5.
The end.
Woo!
People are crying.
Is clapping so long, so funny.
There's a chance we're going to play this at Wake Up Call Live.
A chance? We're playing this.
I want the theater to clap for 5 minutes. I want our bosses who've never heard us play this game to look around and not know what the hell is going on. Let's talk to Jay. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
You chose Kevin as your teammate. Esquire IMAX movie tickets are on the line. Biggest screen in town. 45 seconds ready to burn on the clock. Kevin, are you ready?
Ready.
Jay, are you ready?
Come on, Kevin.
Hit
Let's
it.
Go.
All right.
Let's go.
Okay, yellow and blue make this.
Yellow, blue, link. Green.
Yes, and you read these.
You what?
You read these in a library.
Oh, green book.
Yes.
Okay, what?
Green book.
Okay. This shoots from the sky out of clouds. It's like another form of lightning. It goes. Zeus throws these.
Oh my God.
The Greek god of thunder! Oh, I said it! God, how do you not know what Zeus throws? Okay, these live in caves. Wings. Sonar.
Okay. What? Okay.
I'm you, so mad at
you.
You're terrible.
Okay, first of all,
you don't know what Zeus throws?
Okay, first
you
of all,
don't know what Zeus throws.
First of all, you said it's another kind of lightning.
Right.
Thunder is the sound of lightning. Thunder
oh,
is
so
not a
you're the
ball.
Science major.
No, I'm not, and that's the worst part.
I'm done.
What was the movie?
Thunderbolts. No.
Thunderbolts.
Oh, Thunderbolts.
Oh, my God, Kevin.
I'm so mad.
So you're trying to get him to say that Zeus throws bolts?
Thunderbolts.
He doesn't. Okay.
He yes, he does. What does he throw? What does
he throws lightning, right?
He throws lightning bolts.
Really?
Yeah, but not thunderbolts.
Well, thunder is the sound of lightning, right?
What does Zeus throw?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. What'd you come up with there?
Lightning bolts.
You said it too quietly. What was it?
Lightning bolts.
All right. Jay, legally, we still have to put you on hold, even though you only got one. Now let's talk
I'm
to
so mad.
Nancy. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. You and Katie are playing next. You have to beat one. 45 seconds on the clock. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Nancy, you ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
This is a Disney princess that lives with seven little men.
No way.
Yes.
One.
Don't blank the soap.
Wash the soap?
Nope. Don't.
Drop the soap.
Yep.
Two.
Okay. This is in the Lion King movie. This is the name of the dad that dies at the beginning.
Mufasa.
Yes. Very
Three.
Good. Blank south, east, west.
North. South,
okay.
East,
and the
west.
Opposite of woman.
Man.
Put it together.
Man?
Yes. Okay, oh, wow. This is a little fish, and he has a bad fin. Just keep swimming.
Nemo.
Yeah, yep. Did she say the whole thing?
She said, oh, no, she said Nemo. Said,
yeah, okay. They fought at the Roman Colosseum, and they, like...
Oh, wow.
She didn't say that to the buzzer?
No. But here's the thing. you got five.
Yeah.
She only said Snow White. The full title is Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Okay, I have to show you the piece of paper that I have in front of me and what it says.
Kevin.
Okay, I can't just do everything.
Because of a technicality, we have to give Katie that point.
Thank
Excuse
you.
Me?
I also think she got Gladiator at the buzzer, but that's listen,
all right.
That's
so
fine.
We'll listen. We'll call it five, and Jay,
wow.
you can hang up if you want to. That's the number to beat. This is going to be tough. Ashley, are you there?
Yes.
All right. We have to beat five in order to win, okay?
Okay, we can do it.
All righty. 45 seconds on the clock starts now. This is a horror movie that was nominated for Best Picture. This very famous actress from Ghost was, she lost Best Actress. We are one. You take green medicine. I become a younger version of myself. You're never going to get this.
No,
are you? Okay. All right, pass. This is the opposite of life.
Death.
Yes, and this is a horse with a horn. A horse with a horn.
Maybe Jay should.
A unicorn.
Heard. Yeah. Well, can we come up with a preposition in between them? Have you seen movies? No.
Well, Jay did better than you guys.
I feel like that wasn't
okay.
my fault.
In okay, fairness, Kevin. She's holding a baby.
She's
right.
holding a baby.
Well, if Gavin wasn't screaming, the baby wouldn't cry.
No, and
okay.
Ashley,
how old is that baby?
He's 8 months.
That,
right.
That would explain why you haven't seen a movie in a while. So,
no, literally. Exactly.
Well, Ashley, thanks for calling.
I believed in you, Ashley.
Let's go back and let's talk to Nancy, though. Nancy, congratulations. You have won the No Name Movie Game. Pair of tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater are yours.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Well, when we last met, Katie was about to embark on her first official sleep study.
Yeah.
And it is the next day. Did it happen?
It did.
I can't wait to find out how it went.
Okay, so I got to do an at-home sleep study.
All right.
So I go to the sleep center, and I know that, Gavin, when you've done a sleep study, you, like, spent the night there.
Yeah, a couple times. It's like a little hotel room with a bunch of surveillance cameras.
Yes. And so you go into what appears to be, like, a normal doctor's office, mm-hmm. but in each of the, like, what would be rooms, like, exam rooms, there are beds and nightstands and lamps, and then in the corners there are cameras.
Yeah.
I thought somebody like sat there and watched you all night.
No.
I mean, they do, but I thought they were in the room.
No.
And what I find interesting is in some of the rooms, they're twin size beds, and in some of the rooms, they're queen size beds. And I don't know if that's so that you can like sleep with your partner, which I think is very nice.
It's for different size.
Sizes of people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was so you didn't have to be alone.
No,
they just need one person.
Oh, okay. So they bring me and a older gal and an older guy.
Oh boy.
Into one of these rooms all together. They play a video of how the home sleep study works. And then they give you a box with a handle that looks like a gun case, and they send you on your way.
Uh-huh.
So last night, I'm getting ready for bed, and it requires you to paste all these things on you.
Yeah.
It's a little device that's probably the size of, like, a little bit bigger than a men's wallet. And then it comes with all these lead lines that you plug into it, and each lead line goes to a different part of your body. So there's a pulse ox that goes on your finger. There is a nasal cannula that goes under your nose. There's this weird tape thing that you have to tape to your top lip, which was very uncomfortable. And then you strap the actual monitor to your chest, and then you're supposed to sleep like that.
Right. Which is the worst part.
Now, let us not forget, I am in a new relationship.
Mm.
Again, for those that haven't noticed on my Instagram, it is D'Lo from ESPN and KSFM. Having to do this in front of him was...
probably with his help.
He may mostly just watch me go through it.
Okay.
Yeah. But it is, I mean, there are wires everywhere, and there's stuff on my face.
Yep.
And there's things on my finger, and... it put me in a place where I couldn't stop giggling. And the whole time I'm thinking, they're going to be picking this up.
Pick what? Oh.
It's going to show up on the monitor.
Yeah.
So it's like nothing's happening. Nothing's like there's not an on switch.
Yeah, it just starts going, right?
Huh. Well, at one point, everything just starts glowing. And I'm like, it turned on. And he goes, yeah, you told him what time you go to sleep, dummy.
Oh,
it's set to a certain time. I thought, like, I did it.
What time did you tell them?
At 9 o'clock.
Okay. So
literally at 9 o'clock, so all the lights turned on.
If you're just joining us, Katie did her sleep study, an at-home sleep study. She's hooked up to the monitor and all the accoutrements that come with it. Wires. If you've never seen somebody, it is a marvel that any of us can fall asleep. Did you fall asleep?
Slept like a baby.
Okay.
So it did work.
This isn't a CPAP.
Okay, see, that's what Kevin keeps saying. Kevin's like, see, you do have sleep apnea. It's like, no, this didn't blow air into me. It monitored the air that's coming out of me.
This is just monitoring whether or not, how close to death does she get while she sleeps?
When I did my sleep study, they gave me a CPAP.
Because you did it at the center.
Did you sleep at the center?
No, I took it home too.
Yeah, he's too confused. Scared. You think he went to the sleep center by himself?
Then maybe they don't think you have sleep apnea.
Yeah, maybe they don't think you have it, because when I did my at-home sleep study, they sent me home with the CPAP and said, hey, this is going to record everything.
Well, then what do they think I have? Why am I doing this?
What if it's a rare sleep disorder?
Oh.
If there's ever, like, a slight chance of fill in the blank, Katie fills that slight chance.
Yeah.
When do you get the results back?
So I have to return the device today.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then they pull the data from it. Now, here's my concern. Because I slept so well, I feel like they're going to be like, bitch, you're fine.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, why are you even here? I want them to catch me on a bad night.
Worth mentioning.
Okay.
I would say so.
Okay.
Because did you have one of those nights where, like, you went to sleep at little after 9 and you woke up and you barely moved? Do you think you had one of those?
Kind of. Which is so rare for me to sleep like that.
What if you need to be hooked up to stuff to get a good night's sleep? Because if that's the case, need it or not, hook this bitch up to a CPAP.
Yes. Yes.
You might need medical equipment to sleep. Take it all the way to the top. Put her in an iron lung. Put you in a chamber of some sorts.
Okay.
I mean, the only problem with the chamber is you'd be lonely. I could just see you with your hand against the teeny tiny window of your sleep chamber.
Damien's on the other side of it. And I'm going, you, like, hey.
And you just going, I'll see you in the morning. I'm going to look at you all night.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This is wild. Airbnb made a big announcement yesterday that they are not going to just be in the rental property as far as apartments and houses go anymore. They're broadening their horizons, such as you'll be able to rent things like massages.
Oh!
Personal training. Like personal chefs.
Okay.
On Airbnb. As well as renting celebrities.
I don't think I understand.
I'm not sure I understand this either, but they are going to start offering the opportunity to rent a celebrity for the day. And when I say this, I don't mean like Andy Dick. I mean like Patrick Mahomes.
No way.
Yes. Yes. Oh. One of the first things that they are launched with this announcement was a day of playing football and eating barbecue with Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
That sounds fun.
You also can soon on Airbnb rent day-long experiences with Sabrina Carpenter and Megan Thee Stallion.
I would want to hang out with Megan.
Quote, I don't fully understand what's going on with this. It seems like, are these people financially strapped or are they doing it for charity? They better be doing it for charity. I would hope that they would be, because all three of those people have more money than they'll ever know what to do with. But
well obviously they are in, they're just the endorsers. Like, they're their celebrity endorsers. I don't think that it's going to be like when people get on Cameo and they can, you could just like, okay, here's a list of whoever. I think it's going to be very specific people.
Sure. Well, there's three of them right there.
And it's only for a couple days.
Still.
So this is just like this isn't going to last.
It's a promotion they're doing.
It's
right
a promotion
now.
They're doing.
Okay. But still though, still. Yeah. And I'll say this. This isn't a flex. We meet lots of celebrities. We've met lots of celebrities. A day-long experience with a celebrity sounds exhausting.
It actually does. It actually does.
Because here's what we found, and I don't mean to tarnish the shine on your opinion of your favorite celebrity, but they probably don't want to spend time with you.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I would assume they don't want to spend time with me.
And I heard a little gasp coming from Kevin. Kevin, we'll get to you in a second, okay? But out of all the celebrities that we've met, can you even think of one that you're like, I'll bet I could spend all day with that person and have fun?
Yeah, but it's like an obscure one.
They always are.
It's Michelle Wolf, is that her name?
Oh, the comedian Michelle Wolf.
Yes.
Yeah, you two would hit it off.
Yeah, we did hit it off. Yeah. When we met, it was just like, oh, okay, yeah.
Same with Michelle, but I mean, I knew Michelle Wolf from high school, but like Teddy Swims, he was the last one that rolled through here where I'm like, this is a cool guy. This is like the conversation feels kind of effortless. He seems like a good time Charlie. He seems very grounded. You know, Jason Segel, I remember when I interviewed Jason Segel, the actor, mm-hmm. I remember thinking like, how bet I could be like best friends with this guy.
It's not the you feeling comfortable hanging out with them.
Right.
Do you think that it's they them. Would enjoy it?
Yes. It's because you get the vibe that like one, this conversation feels effortless, and two, I get the impression that they're enjoying my company as well. But it's few and far between. Now let's go back to Kevin's little gasp.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was that about? Because you've met the same celebrities and had the same experiences that we have. Would you want to rent one to spend a whole day with?
See, how I look at it is they get a whole day with me, and so I could show them why I could be their best friend.
Okay, here, so really you're paying for it, but you're really doing it for them.
Yeah, so they can meet their best friend and everything. Because here, we only meet them for, like, so often, like, probably tops 1 hour. That's not enough for them to see my full personality.
Got it.
Right.
So let's say if I rent Megan the Stallion.
I don't even like saying that.
Why? Well, it's the besties, and then she'll lead me into her friend group, and then to stardom I go.
Oh, so you're doing this.
You're using it to climb
yes,
the
this is an investment like, opportunity
yes,
for Kevin.
Yes,
I see.
It is.
All right, you got to spend money to make money,
right.
Katie.
Okay.
What would you do with Megan Thee Stallion if you had a whole day to spend with her?
Probably do a twerk off.
A whole day.
Uh huh. And she also likes eating seafood, so we'll probably have like a seafood buffet, and then maybe we'll do some tanning.
I've never seen you tan in my life.
That's what hot girls do. Tan. So when you're in with the click, you got to do what they do.
Okay.
Huh. All right.
You know she's black, right?
Okay, and?
I'm just saying.
She can soak up some vitamin D.
Okay.
Renting a celebrity coming to Airbnb soon. You know what else is coming to you soon? Wake Up Call Live. It's going to be on June 28th at 7 p.m. at the Crest Theater. If you want tickets, they only start at $20. There are very few VIP seats left, which we are calling the Wake Up Call Raccoon Club. You can get those. It looks like we've got maybe like 10 of those left. But if you want the $20 GA seats, they are also going very fast. You can text the word LIVE, LIVE, to 916-909-1065 right now and get them. Get them now because the sooner you get them, the better your seats are going to be.
1065 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we are lovers of musicals here on The Wake Up Call. And something is happening in the world of musicals that is really starting to concern Katie because it's combining two loves of hers. One is fine. One's, some people would say, not fine at all.
They consider it questionable.
What is this story?
They are making a musical about Luigi Mangione.
Oh.
Who allegedly,
as of right now,
gunned down and murdered the CEO of... You don't know that. Due process.
The trial hasn't happened yet. The trial hasn't happened
yet. Right. Innocent until proven guilty,
right.
Your Honor.
I'm so sorry.
Thank
right.
you. I'm sorry, too.
It doesn't look good for Luigi.
Yeah, well...
He is a very sexy, probably murderer. Okay. And we all have had our moment...
Which were what?
Well, first it was when we first saw him.
Oh, okay.
And I know exactly where I was.
Right.
When it happened, I saw it right here in the studio on CNN. And what did I say to you guys?
Uh-oh.
I said, oh, no. I said, oh, no, he's hot. Okay. Then
you knew right away we had big problems as a country.
We had big problems.
Yeah.
Then he went to jail. And then he was, prior to being transported to New York City jail, where he is being held currently, he got his eyebrows dead in jail.
Did he really?
They gave him a sexy fade.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The other inmates glowed him up.
I have not seen that.
Yeah, me neither.
And apparently that is a sign not to mess with him as when you go to a different jail, because it means that people in his original jail cared enough about him to, like, take care of him even though he had no money.
So
he had nothing to barter in return because he hadn't been there long enough.
But out of respect or because they think he's a pretty boy?
I think out of respect.
Okay. Or both.
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
We all saw them perp walk him.
Oh, my God. As if he was the Unabomber.
Right.
Yeah.
With just FBI agents all around him.
Bulletproof collar around him.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seemed a little excessive.
So in San Francisco, they are putting on a musical called Luigi. And I have a problem with this. And my problem is, now some people think I'm going to say, like, it's distasteful. It's not that. It's not that. I feel like this is going to be bad for Luigi.
In what way?
I feel like people are, like, making him, like, part of the zeitgeist so much that we don't take him seriously anymore.
I see. You're worried he's going to get Joe Exoticed.
That's exactly
He's going to become a criminal that, like, we love, but, like, still a criminal.
Right. And
it actually destroys his defense.
And he's more like a show now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, when you think about Tiger King, you think about Joe Exotic, like, you're like, that guy should absolutely stay in jail. He's a clown and we like him, but he should be in jail. And you're worried that's going to happen to Luigi.
Yeah.
You think that Luigi should not be in jail?
I didn't say that.
Okay, good. Just making sure. Just making sure.
I think even if you're a sexy murderer, allegedly, you are still a murderer.
Sure.
I do think we are throwing the book at him a bit much, considering I know that there are people that have gone to prison for killing entire families for driving drunk, and they're not saying, like, we should give him the death penalty.
Right.
But hey, I'm not a lawyer.
If you aren't up to date on the Luigi Mangione case, he is facing the death penalty from the Justice Department.
Correct.
And a reminder, he did murder...
Allegedly,
and I feel weird saying this, just one person.
Which is a terrible, horrible thing to say.
Right.
And I am sorry that we have to keep saying it.
Now, I will say, if he gets the death penalty, what an ending to a musical. Now, what are you more interested in? Are you more interested in him or the art?
Well, okay, here's what I don't like. I don't like that in this musical, there's also cameos by somebody playing Diddy. And they're bunkies. So it's like, okay, give me his life story.
Right.
In a musical.
Aren't they really in the same prison?
Oh, they might be.
I think they are, because I think when...
It's not prison, it's jail.
Or jail, because I think when Diddy went... He was like, this is according to, like, inside sources, he got jealous because he wasn't the most famous person in the jail.
Right.
Everybody was obsessed with Luigi Mangione.
Yeah.
For what he did.
Allegedly. Right. And I don't want even one person murdered. Let me say that.
Thank you, Katie.
Okay. Take that to the bank.
Is there something else coming?
No.
Okay. So look for that coming to a San Francisco theater near you. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.